Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. This was not a game, Scott Zolak, that's going to be in the all-time annals of sports performances.
They already took the score down.
They wanted to get that down really quick. 6-3, yeah. A baseball-type score. But that, you know, the score doesn't really matter. The preseason record doesn't really matter. What matters is, in 11 days, the Patriots have a regular season game. Fortunately, we're at that point. What do you make of where this team is, just in very general terms, where this team is right now?
I think they're pretty safe for the way they want to go out and attack people offensively, or else we would have seen the starters tonight. Yeah. The way they responded down in Tampa, which wasn't very good. If there were concerns offensively, I think Coach would have played him tonight. But that tells me he's comfortable with where they're at. I think offensive line, getting a couple guys back. Saw Vollmer tonight for a little bit, just to get his feet wet. You'll get some cohesiveness up front, but I think they're pretty comfortable where they want to be. On defense, you know, tonight, you know, another guy that stepped forward. We heard a lot about Jermaine Cunningham this whole offseason. You know, didn't have a lockout. Now all these guys got a good offseason of workouts, you know, his quarterback schools, meetings, and he just looks bigger, looks more physical, and he provides a little bit of an edge. It was this time last year we started to see Mark Anderson a little bit. Now, can he take over that Mark Anderson role? And that could be the question.
Okay, offensively, you mentioned Jermaine Cunningham on the defensive side. Anything offensively? They only scored 3 points.
I mean, for the most part, I thought a lot of the running backs throughout the course of this preseason really ran hard, ran well. Even when they got to the sidelines, or else they kicked it through a hole, none of them looked to go out of bounds. They looked to turn it back upfield, including even Jeff Demps a little tonight. But Brandon Bolden, I thought, really runs hard. I don't mean to get everybody alarmed here, but he reminds you of Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Now, key here reminds you, he's not Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. I thought Benny ran well. He was very valuable to his team, protected the football. Bolden, the way he looks, runs like him.
What do you think? This is a sign?
Time I think to go? This is telling us to get on the bus.
Time to leave the preseason, head to the regular season.
What do you call it, the
Toyota
wrap-up?
We call it Patriots Today,
Patriots
with Scott
today,
Zolak
with
tonight.
Me,
yeah.
Me.
So the lights are going down on the preseason, fortunately for the Patriots.
Adapt on the fly. This is pretty good
How
stuff
about
right
that?
Here.
How about that? Yeah, I can recognize the lights going off here at MetLife Stadium.
So they that's going to do it for year round.
One week from Wednesday night, the NFL season kicks off with the Giants and the Cowboys, and then we'll be in Tennessee for the Pats regular season.
So bullets are flying for real, buddy.
Thanks,
Zo. All right, it's been a great
Thank
preseason.
You very much. Absolutely. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.